on Burlesque on West Park Records. This is one of those great monumental ballads, but set with a big band with brass and English pipes and accordions. It's a really incredible band, 11-piece band, Bellowhead, and from the album Burlesque, this is The Outlandish Night. And I hope your night is, you know, nicely outlandish, and we'll maybe see you at the dance, and hope you tune in next week for the Edge on Folk starting at 8 o'clock. And this show will be available on a couple of podcasts later on today on the CITR website, www.citr.ca. And stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation after this. And here's Bellowhead to take us out.
Says and deliver it unto me, for it's 6 pretty maids I have drowned here, and the 7th one you shall be. Take off all your clothes, he says, and deliver them unto me, for they are too fine and costly robes for to rot in the salt sea. So high. room around the middle so small. I tumbled him all down in the sea. Sometimes he sank, sometimes he swam, and his mother and the lily bar. Oh, help, oh, help, oh, my pretty mistress, oh, drowned I shall be. On the black, black horse, and she's led the dapple grey. And she rode till she come to her father's house, an hour before it was day. And a parrot sitting up on the window side, and its mother and the lily bar. Oh, where have you been, oh, my pretty mistress, so long before it is day? Don't you prittle, don't you prattle, oh, my pretty body, don't you tell the tales on me. And your cage shall be made of the best glittering gold, your perch of the best ivory. But her father sitting up at his window side, on a hearing the parrot say, oh, what is the matter, oh, my pretty Polly, that you cry so long before the day? Oh, there'll come a cat to my window side, and its mother and the lily bar. And I was calling my pretty mistress just to frighten that pussycat away.
Lies are the evasion. The Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Aaron, and as usual, I got a great show for you. And if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, hope you enjoyed getting pummeled by that whole whack of snow earlier on this week. Yes, we got our 2 days of winter in Vancouver, and yes, I think now we're back to fall again. Although it doesn't feel like it's up here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Yes, there's still snow everywhere, and you can still feel it in the air. It's kind of nice. And yes, just after 12 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca. On the internet, we kick things all off with the Pointed Sticks from the Waiting for the Real Thing compilation. We heard a track called Lies, and it originally came out on their third and last 7-inch, which came out in 1979. And in case you don't know, the Pointed Sticks are playing here. Their first ever North American appearance since probably 1980 or something. Yes, they are playing January 6th, so if you were too young to see them the first time around, or if you weren't even born the first time around when they were around, well, you can catch them. If you are too young now, you can catch them too, because they're playing an all-age show, and they're playing an evening show. The all-age show is with Raised by Wolves and From Film to Paper, and the bar show is with The Transmitter and Shiny Diamonds, and there will be some emceeing from Nardwar the Human Serviette, and tickets are on sale now, so yes, today they go on sale, so you might want to get them, because the Pointed Sticks don't play too often, and you might not want to miss your chance, because who knows if they're back for how long. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But yes, before you go out and buy those tickets, please listen to this show, because it's a good one, and I hope you enjoy it. Got that Regulations interview, band from Sweden, and that's coming up in a bit, but we're going to get to some more 70s stuff. This is some UK punk from the 70s, and it doesn't get much more punk than this. It's the Killjoys on Generation Annihilation.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back.
much movement succession. It's we wish I could drop. Ta-da, 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 chop. And I don't like bitch kissing. And she swallowed my tongue. And you think that you're old, very old, Johnny. What makes you think I'm so young? Young, 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 young. All right. Okay. No way. I was 16 again. That things would be such fun. All the things I do, do the same. But I'm much more fun than when you're 21. All right. Okay. No way.
Oh, Marilyn Manson, I've been here.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we just ended that set off with Shock Nagasaki from the Year of the Spy release on TKO Records, Palisades and Renegades. Yes, very Sex Pistols influence in that song. Terror Group in the set before that. Terror Group out of Germany, and this is on, what label is this one on? It's on SPV Records, and the name of the track was called Marilyn, and this, I believe, is the last ever release from Terror Group from Germany. Rust in Pieces, it's called. Raped in the set before that. Some 70s punk rock for you there from the Complete Raped Punk Collection. We heard a track called B1C. It's on Anagram Records. Great compilation, 19 songs of probably all their stuff. Buzzcocks in the set before that from the Sell You Everything CD. That's a live track on the B-side. It's a 7-inch picture disc called Sell You Everything, which is on their latest LP and, I guess, CD, if you will, on Damaged Goods Records. 16 was the name of the track, an early track, and that was recorded somewhere in the States in 2000. Can't tell you where. It doesn't say where on the record. And we started things all off with the Killjoys, some Raw Records material reissued on Damaged Goods. Johnny Won't Go to Heaven, and, yes, some very 77... style punk rock, and it's 77 style. It was released in 77, so yes, that was The Real McCoy, and we're going to continue on with some more UK stuff. We'll have the Regulations interview probably coming up in this after this next set, but yes, as I said, some more UK stuff coming your way, a bit harder. This is The Verruckers.
We'll be right back. up the Brucus, you listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Yeah. Let's play the kids, blame the social services. Point the finger, force and blame. There's no end to some children's pain.
All right, the band is called Thought Crime. They're out of New York City, and they feature ex-members of the Suicidal Supermarket Trolleys out of the UK, and they also feature ex-members of Distraught from New York City. So I guess they're half out of the UK and half out of New York City. It says Brooklyn, New York, Thought Crime, so I guess that's where they're based out of. They sound pretty British to me. The name of the release is called It's All in Your Head, and the name of the song was called Fuck Your Parents and Kill Them. There was a Vancouver band called Thought Crime, but yes, this is the band from New York City called Thought Crime. Broken Bones in the set before that from the Without Conscious release came out in Rhythm Vicar Records 2001, and the name of the track was called Misfit. Concrete Socks in the set before that from the Your Turn Next release going back to 1986 or 1987, one of those years. Intelligence Quest, that was on Children of the Revolution Records, also known as COR, a label out of the UK that is no more. And we started things all off with the Verruckers from the Still Bollocks But Still Here release on Captain Oi Records. Originally came out on We Bite Records out of Germany, and at the time it was when the Verruckers had gotten back together, and they wanted to re-record all their old stuff and give it to the fans because their records were hard to find. And yes, the Still Bollocks But Still Here record is now hard to find, so now you can get it reissued on Captain Oi Records, and it's got the Verruckers comeback single, which is called Nothing's Changed. And yes, the Verruckers played a good show here in Vancouver. I'd say it was probably one of the best shows I'd ever seen at the Cobalt, one of the best bands to ever play the Cobalt stage. And yes, it's a little past half past the hour here, so we're going to get to this Regulations interview. And before I get into it, I just like to say Regulations have definitely made a name for themselves. Excellent punk rock act out of Sweden. They're from a place called Umeå. And yeah, they played here October 14th. I got to interview them. They have a very Germs and Circle Jerks LA punk sound. And here they talk about the bands before they were in. And yeah, the first bit of this tape got erased. So yes, here they are talking about it. And we're going to hear the Regulations afterwards. And they all formed out of a band called ETA, Epileptic Terror Attack, that you'll hear in this interview. So yeah, without further ado, let's hear this interview.
I started out in Jonny and Bögjävlarna, and then I played in ETA.
Yeah. I was also in ETA.
I played in a rock and roll band called Senile President.
I guess I was in the ETA as well, and Johnny Kebab and the Hate Mongers before.
So three quarters of you guys were in ETA. Three quarters of you guys. And there's definitely a difference in sound with the Regulations and the ETA. That was the first thing that I noticed. And do you guys still listen to the really thrashy stuff? What inspired you guys to play the more 77 to 80 California style of punk?
I still listen to the fast stuff, but I just don't want to play it anymore. I don't know.
I guess we felt that we had done everything we could have done, like writing songs and stuff. We really thought that we didn't could come any further, so we tried another style that we like to listen to.
If you play as fast as we did with ETA, you kind of paint yourself into a corner, and so you're like, your basic, like the core of the music is really fast, and you can't really, I mean, you can do a little, I mean, diversity in that, but you have to rely on the core, and that's really fast music. If you, on the other hand, like with Regulations, put your core in like just basic rock music, you can, you have more like freedom, I think.
Right, and so what are the influences of the Regulations? Who would you say the key influences are? I noticed a Germs patch on your jacket.
Yeah. Germs are a big influence on us.
Yeah, it's basically Germs. American and Swedish punk.
Classic Umeå punk band called Fittkukarna.
All right, and you guys play in some other bands too. You played in, actually, before I ask this, how long were ETA around? When did ETA break up?
In 2002.
2002, and the Regulations formed right after?
Yeah. Just before they broke up.
Like at the same time. Yeah. We decided we were going to continue and change our style, but. So we had plans before we broke up, and we broke up during the USA tour of 2002 with ETA.
But you broke up, everything was... So yeah, and you guys are in some other bands as well, The Vicious and Tristez. Who plays in Tristez and the Vicious?
And some other bands too, like the Vectors.
Yeah, that guy is Jens is in Vectors.
Okay.
I'm in the Vicious, and me and Otto, we are playing in Tristez.
Yeah.
And all these bands are from Umeå.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And are these bands active? I guess are the Regulations the most active of all these bands? Would you say?
I guess both Regulations and the Vicious are really active.
Right, yeah, the Vicious, you've got a Vicious head, just put out a new 7-inch, right, on the Feral Ward Records?
Yeah,
a
new LP coming out soon.
All right, so big, I mean, Sweden just seems to have an incredible punk scene, and it seems like there's a real big kind of like street punk scene there as well. There's tons of, and it seems like there's quite the metal scene there too. And what is it about Sweden, do you think?
It's fucking boring, that's why.
Boring, I mean, it's mid-October now. How is Sweden right now at this time? Like, is it really, really cold?
South Sweden is just like Vancouver right now. Perhaps a little more colder. But the place we're from, Umeå, is, I think...
Total fucking darkness.
Yeah, it's dark.
Cold as fuck.
How big is Umeå?
100,000 people, about.
100,000 people, and how many bands? Countless number?
Oh, 100. Too many to mention. I don't know. I can count that.
So about the Regulations in Umeå, what do you guys do besides the Regulations?
We play in other bands, like try to... Yeah, we need to work to get some money too, so...
How's the job market in Sweden? Do you guys all work? All unemployed?
No.
Right now, we all are unemployed except Ole is studying, but otherwise I work as a chef.
And how is the job market in Sweden? Is the job market as good as the band market? Or?
No, the job market sucks.
All right.
The job market sucks. We just had a change in government, so they're promising us a lot of new jobs and shit, but I don't... believe that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Because it's a right-wing government.
Right. Did a left-wing government get voted out? That's what happened here?
They're too lazy, basically. I mean, I could talk about this for the whole night, but you don't want to do that.
We have a new government in Sweden. That's,
we have a new shitty government. Even more shitty than the one we had before.
All right, what do they call the Tories over there in Sweden? What's the name of the right-wing government? What's the name of their party?
Moderaterna.
And what about the left-wing government? What are they called?
Socialdemokraterna.
Right, that deciphers into, I guess, Social Democrat, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I wrote this down earlier off the electric guitar album. What does that say and what does it mean?
It means... experience.
Say the Swedish.
Okay, upplev känslan av att tappa kontrollen. It means experience the feeling of losing control.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay. And okay, so you guys have in the Canadian tour, how did that come about?
Get the best, I can wait, I'm off the trail, I'm just a bus, that's a stop, that's a stop.
All right, from the Electric Guitar release on Havoc Records, the track was called Acceptance, and Electric Guitar is a compilation of two Regulations EPs and the last recording from the Regulations, but that was from the first Regulations EP, just entitled Regulations, and yes, recorded April of 2003. We heard a track called Acceptance, and before that we heard from ETA, Epileptic Terror Attack, from the We Are the Attack 7-inch on Deranged Records. We heard a track called Looking for a Spot, and yes, you can definitely, they're, both those songs are pretty thrashy. The Regulations have slowed down a little bit since 2003, and we're going to hear the next part of the interview. They talk about how their Canadian tour came about, and they talk about Canadian bands and that kind of stuff. Here's part two of the Regulations interview.
And okay, so you guys have in the Canadian tour, how did that come about?
Yeah, we did a US tour last year, so we wanted to try to do a Canadian tour. There's lots of good bands from Canada right now, I think, so.
Oh yeah, with any bands you can think of off the top of your head, or?
Career Suicide, yeah. Locked Up, Bayonets, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And
Inepti.
Yeah, Inepti.
Well, you guys are gonna love it out east.
Yeah.
There'll be some. Hope you guys dig the bands that are playing here tonight,
yeah,
too. And
we haven't really heard of them, so that's why we don't know them.
How about any classic Canadian punk? Are you familiar with any classic Canadian punk acts?
Forgotten Rebels, really good. DOA.
DOA, of course.
Subhumans.
The Subhumans is good.
Yeah, they just put out a new album. They're actually going on. They're leaving for a Canadian tour tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
They put out their first album since I think 1982.
Okay. We just discussed that thing on the way over here, so that's pretty.
What about the new Subhumans record?
No, we just thought they broke up like a million years ago. But
they did, but they got back together a couple times. Now they're actually back together, not for just a few gigs, but they just put out a new record and are touring. So
Genetic Control.
That's really so good.
Canadian.
Some classic Canadian punk there. Yeah,
I love that record.
Right on. So you guys.
Neil Young is really good.
Yeah. Right on. Neil Young's actually an American now.
Okay.
He's been American for a while. But no, he is a Canadian originally.
Yeah,
that's cool. Right on. Good, you guys know the pop acts of the 80s as well, Styx and Neil Young. So you guys played Victoria last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that any good?
Yeah, that was good.
Good turnout.
There was a lot of people and
crazy people.
It's marching stage diving.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, I got to see like a middle-aged 55-year-old man stage diving, so I'm happy.
And where was it? Was it at a hall last night? Or?
At the place like this.
Yeah. I can't remember the name.
No, Sun something?
Sunset Room.
Yeah.
Sunset. Maybe just a hole like this, hole the video in.
Yeah, similar to this.
Right, and you guys have the self-titled album, and you've got the Electric Guitar 12, the album, which is 2 7-inches, right, and a new recording.
Yeah.
So is that the discography? Have the Regulations got anything else?
Nothing else right now.
So 2 7-inches, technically,
yeah.
And the Electric Guitar and the self-titled. Are you, what are the future recording plans? Are you looking to record?
Recording two new songs in Toronto.
Okay.
So I have a new 7-inch coming up someday.
Yeah.
And we have like plans to do an LP in the future.
Right, and you're Havoc Records North America. What are the other labels that you're
don't really know that, because the one we don't know, we haven't decided. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Labels we've worked with so far is New Vogue in Europe,
right?
Kick and Punch.
Are those labels are pretty consistent? Kick and Punch is pretty consistent, right? How about the other one? Do they play out a lot of stuff too? Or?
Yeah,
a lot of things planned to come out. And
they only put out stuff from Umeå, right?
Yeah.
It's our friend's label actually. So.
All right. So thanks, boys, and
thank you.
Enjoy Canada.
Yep. Thanks.
Yeah, we will.
I'm losing my patience. get you inside the search and search to battleship. Okay, who it is, okay, how it is. Full break, brother, give me your shot. Disease one trapping, disease one trapping, disease one trapping, yo. Disease one trapping, disease one trapping, disease one trapping, yo. We'll be right back.
Tjena, det här är Regulations från Umeå. Du lyssnar på Generation Annihilation. Och det är på radiokanalen CITR 109.9 FM. On din radiovåg FM.
Yes, and I hope you enjoyed that interview with the Regulations. I hope you enjoyed that last set of tunes. I thought I'd end it off with a Subhumans track off their new record since we talked about it in the interview, New Dark Age Parade on G7 Welcoming Committee. We heard a track called Moving Forward, and in the set before that, we heard an act out of Sudbury, Ontario. Yeah, or no, we heard from a band from Portland, Oregon. Yeah, I'm a Terrorist. What was the name of the track? And that's the name of the record as well. It's on Clarence Thomas Records, also based out of Portland, Oregon, originally based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Vicious Cycle in the set before that, and they were the band that I'm talking about out of Sudbury, Ontario. It's their self-titled release on Radio 81 Record. 81 Record is the name, or no, what's the name of the label? I don't know, 81 something. I think it's 81 Records, yes. I think they're out of Eastern Canada as well, Ontario somewhere. Yes, Vicious Cycle. Regulations in the set before that from the Electric Guitar release. That was their last recording with a track called Disease, very Black Flag-influenced song. And we kicked things all off with The Vicious from the Obsessive 7-inch on Feral Ward Records, a band that features members of the Regulations. And yes, if you want to check out the Regulations, both their releases are pretty easy to find. They're on Havoc Records, havocrex.com. That's HAVOCREX.com, where you can probably find them in the stores and all that. And yes, don't forget the Pointed Sticks, two shows January 6th, one's with Raised by Wolves, one's with From Film to Paper. That's the all ages show. The bar shows The Transmitter and The Shiny Diamonds. And yes, next Saturday at the Railway Club, we got Alternate Action. They're playing along with the what's the band? I'm drawing a blank now. Alternate Action, that's what I'll be there to see. And that's at the Railway Club. And the 8th, which is next Friday, we got two shows with the Rebel Spell, an all-ages show and a bar show, much like that Pointed Stick show, which is a good thing. One's at the Cobalt, and one's at the Griffin Rec Center. It's the Rebel Spell, Eastside Death Squad, Fatty Matty, and the Yellow Belt. So, yes, we're going to leave you with some Rebel Spell. This is from the Days of Days of Rage release on Clandestine Records. We're going to hear a track called 430. And don't forget, the show should be up for podcast in probably a matter of minutes or a matter of an hour or something. www.citr.ca. Check out our website online at www.streetpunkradio.com. We got Power Chord up next with Jeff the Metal Pimp. And as I said, this is The Rebel Spell. Generation Annihilation for another week. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't know what else to do. For 30 a.m. I'm still having like I'm thinking. Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff the Mel Pimp sitting for this week's show. How are you folks doing? Got some pretty damn cool stuff, I hope, today. I think I do. Anyways, I'll start off with At the Gates, a band that's been influencing tons of bands for the past 10 years. The breakthrough album, of course, Slaughter of the Soul, came out years and years ago. And they've got a DVD out right now. It's the making of, if you will. But I'm going to start off with one of their... the songs of their the first song off their album, Slaughter of the Soul. Hope you dig it. And you'll see why all the other bands, like the Red Card and Darkest Hour and what have you, kind of copy them quite a bit. So check it out. Here is Blinded by Fear by At the Gates.